What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 25th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWSMO when you sign up and deposit at Prize Picks. You get 1 free month of AWSMO plus Platinum. You also receive a 100% first deposit bonus on that deposit up to $100. We have a 5-game MLB slate tonight, smaller slate than usual, but still going to take a look at 3 of the top tournament stacks and 3 of the top tournament pitchers on DraftKings using the top stacks tool and the top pitchers tool on AWSMO.com. Starting with the top 3 stacks, number 3, the Philadelphia Phillies have a difficult matchup against Charlie Morton, at least the version of Charlie Morton that we've seen in recent seasons. This year, he hasn't been particularly good. Only a 20.7% strikeout percentage, 4.76 xFIP so far for Morton. Philadelphia has a 107 WRC plus and a 171 ISO this season. They're projected for 6% ownership with a 10% chance of being the top stack and a 7% chance of being the top value stack. Number 2, the Atlanta Braves on the other side of that game taking on Ranger Suarez. Suarez has struggled a bit this year after being very good in his move to the rotation last year. He has pitched a little bit better recently, but still overall this year, a 19% strikeout percentage, 4.02 xFIP, and 1.14 home runs per 9 innings allowed. Atlanta has a 102 WRC plus and a 172 ISO. In addition to a lot of power, there's also plenty of speed in this lineup, so you get some stolen base upside as well. 9% projected ownership with a 13% chance of being the top scoring stack and a 4% chance of being the top value stack for the Braves. And number 1, the Houston Astros taking on Cal Quantrill tonight in Houston, projected for about 12% ownership with a 14% chance of being the top scoring stack and an 8% chance of being the top value stack. The Astros have a 5.1 implied run total against Quantrill. He has only struck out 15.1% of hitters this year, 4.74 xFIP, and we know that Houston is one of the best offenses in baseball. They have a 183 ISO and a 116 WRC plus so far this season. Now, looking at the top 3 tournament pitchers, number 3, Glenn Otto, $6,700 price tag in a brutal matchup with the Los Angeles Angels. Otto has been flat out horrible for the Rangers so far this year. 16.7% strikeout percentage, 4.88 xFIP, but it is a 5-game slate. There's a lot of ownership going to a couple of other cheap pitchers, so Otto does give you the opportunity to pivot away from them, still pay up for some bats while getting, you know, a cheap SP2 option and kind of just hoping for the best. But it is a very difficult matchup. The Angels currently have the highest WRC plus in baseball at 131. They do have a 24.5% strikeout percentage on their active roster, so there is some strikeout upside for Otto, but still certainly a very risky spot. Only projected for about 4% ownership, though, 13% chance of being a top 2 pitcher, 19% chance of being a top 2 value pitcher. Number 2, Reed Detmers taking on the Texas Rangers. Detmers is $8,400. He hasn't been great so far this year, 17.9% strikeout percentage, 4.44 xFIP. Does have the no-hitter a couple of starts ago, but overall, his numbers haven't been great, but he is one of the better pitching prospects in baseball, and he is taking on a Texas Rangers team that right now only has a 90 WRC plus with a 23.3% strikeout percentage. They've been a below-average offense. Detmers is reasonably priced, 18% projected ownership, 18% chance of being a top 2 pitcher, and a 14% chance of being a top 2 value pitcher. And number 1, Ranger Suarez, in that matchup against the Braves that I referenced earlier, Suarez is only $7,900. He's projected for 11% ownership, 21% chance of being a top 2 pitcher, and 20% chance of being a top 2 value pitcher. As I mentioned before, Suarez overall this year hasn't been great. Only a 19% strikeout percentage, 4.02 xFIP. You have seen the strikeout numbers come up a little bit in his recent starts, however. He struck out at least 5 in 3 straight starts after not doing that in any of his previous starts this year. So still a dangerous matchup, but Atlanta's active roster does have a 26.8% strikeout percentage, so there is at least some upside for Suarez. So to recap, the top 3 tournament stacks: number 3, the Philadelphia Phillies; number 2, the Atlanta Braves; number 1, the Houston Astros. And the top 3 tournament pitchers: number 3, Glenn Otto; number 2, Reed Detmers; and number 1, Ranger Suarez.